are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you, man, I had an amazing, amazing weekend. And kind of ironic it had to deal with Michael Jackson, especially with Conrad Murray in the news. Conrad Murray has just been released from prison, wants to go back out there and practice medicine. We'll talk about that. Should he? Does he deserve to? Who's going to reinstate his license? Pretty interesting stuff. But this weekend, got to meet Albie Schur. Guys know who Albie Schur is, right? One of my idols from the 80s. Think about you night and day. Ooh-hoo. That guy. Very sexy. I didn't realize he's only a couple years older than I, because I guess he must have been a hit when he was a lot younger than I thought. I know, I always think everybody's older than me, and then I realize how old I am, and I'm like, you know what? I'm older than most people. But he's still older than me, just a little bit. But very sexy. He sexified the room. We were at the Thriller Mansion. It was a fundraiser for the Shine Family Foundation that raises money for homeless veterans. And apparently Michael Jackson had a home in Las Vegas. I know, I live in Las Vegas. You would think I would know more about this. I know the whole Shenandoah and Wayne... oh, you know what? I'm now blanking. I apologize. The Wayne Newton home that he doesn't live in anymore. Right? But I didn't know that we had the Thriller Villa. And the Thriller Villa... pretty exciting house. Michael Jackson had some good taste, let me just tell you. So we were there for an event put on by Les and Rowena Crippenton at Fox 5, and it was a phenomenal event. So Albie Schur was sitting there singing, and, you know, of course I had to, you know, see, I wanted to grab the mic and sing with them. I really, really did. See, I like the whole soulful singing. Zoe Bowie was there. Seth Grable from America's Got Talent, magician. And, you know, me, I put on fundraisers. So, of course, while I'm there, you know, I'm trying to think about, okay, well, how do I hit these guys up to perform at my fundraiser? Okay, I know this was a big, beautiful fundraiser for veterans. I got this autistic fast for kids and children with learning disabilities fundraiser coming up in February. I need to get some big, heavy Hollywood people there, too. So we're working on that. But it was very, very exciting. So I've been kind of singing some soul songs all weekend long. The Michael Jackson house was amazing. Apparently there was the Neverland Chapel. This is gorgeous. I mean, you could pray there. You could watch shows. There was a balcony. It was amazing. The bathroom was really, really cool. One of the bathrooms in his mansion, this is smart. I didn't think of this doing with our bathrooms, but again, our bathrooms are really, really small. Where when you walk in, you know how people walk in on you when you're in the bathroom? Well, the toilet had a wall allowing privacy. I took pictures of the toilet. I just didn't put them on Facebook. So I you could actually be sitting there on the toilet, somebody accidentally walk in, but you could just lift your head up and go, no, I'm in the potty. That's brilliant. I never thought about that, but luckily I locked the door. There was a red carpet, and I got to walk the red carpet. I know. There was cameras. They say, now this is Dr. Dahlia. So I get interviewed. Seth Grable, the America's Got Talent magician and Las Vegas superstar, interviewed me. It was really cool. You know, most people don't really care about what I have to say because they think I'm going to complain about Obamacare. But this was really, really nice. So that was pretty cool. So posted pictures on my Twitter and Facebook if you guys want to check it out. But it was good. Now, Halloween parties went well. I hope many of you guys had fun this Halloween. I did the French maid thing. I thought I looked hot until I went to the party and I stood next to all these people who were size 2. And then I looked more like a middle-aged, overweight French maid. But if I just stood next to my husband, I looked hot. So I kind of avoided a lot of people over the weekend. Now, one of my friends, I didn't mean to insult. One of my friends had this big, sparkly blue outfit. She was beautiful. And she goes, guess who I am? Now, the last time I saw something big, sparkly, blue, and cute was a Teletubby. So I go, you're a Teletubby. And she looked horrified. I didn't mean Teletubby, meaning heavy blue. You know what she was? She was the meth from Breaking Bad. She, yeah. So one of my favorite news anchors, Heidi Hayes, And Ted Pretty went as Walter White and the crystal meth. The only thing is I'm kicking myself because I didn't mean to say Teletubby for a weight issue. She's got a great, great body, great build. It was blue, and I was thinking Teletubby because she had the cellophane and on there, and I was like, I didn't know it was blue meth. I didn't know. So I don't know, and I just finished watching Breaking Bad, so that was my bad. So anyway, I'm kind of, you know when you say something stupid or you accidentally insult somebody, you're sitting there cringing the whole time, right? Like I'm liar, liar, right? When he told his boss I had better and he's sitting there cringing the rest of the day, we do that. And the one thing I don't know as a doctor for myself and is how to get over the cringing when I do something stupid. I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning again today. Doug McIntyre, Terry Ray on KBC. And I was doing an interview and I was so excited to come on and talk about the antibiotic issue that we have where the CDC is saying we're in a post-antibiotic era and we're all screwed. That as I come on, I do the... So of course I told everybody to fix their radios like I do. But I mean, come on, really? Really? So it's Monday morning, my first interview of the week, and I screw it up. So I'm just having one of those days. And I feel like over the past few days, I have not been able to control my tongue. Right? You know, you get to stop the giggles. I'm not meaning that. Right? Where it's just, it's not floweth-ing as it should floweth. So speaking of floweth-ing, my son is having trouble learning a Shakespearean sonnet. He's supposed to be memorizing a Shakespearean sonnet, and he's having trouble memorizing it because there's a lot of doth and dost and wilf, and that's a tough one. So I told him he got to make a song, you know, kind of rap it a little bit. I mean, we had to learn, remember, you and I had to learn Shakespeare. We had to memorize Hamlet. We had to memorize Romeo and Juliet. I had to memorize Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, for thou wilt not be but sworn my love, and I shall no longer be a Capulet. See, I still remember that from high school. I also had to memorize some Hamlet. To be or not to be, that is a question, whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the pains and whatever. So, I think it's important. He doesn't understand why he has to memorize Shakespeare, right? Because, you know, we could just do songs like I'll Be Sure, which are very, very sexy. No. We need to know our Shakespeare's because otherwise the whole doth and wilts language is lost. Not that we ever want to use it again. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do we have, gosh, this weekend I think it's going to be daylight savings time. I hope to high heaven it is because I need that extra hour of sleep. You see how tired and listless I sound? I really need to be energized. I need that extra hour of sleep. I hope so. By the way, I'm not done talking about my weekend yet. I apologize because I saw Captain Phillips. You guys have got to see that movie, Captain Phillips, okay? Now, I hate to say this. I hate to admit it, but you all need to know that I'm human, okay? And I do cry. I was bawling at the end. I don't know why. But you know what? Tom Hanks is a phenomenal actor. I may not agree with all his politics, but I got to tell you, this guy can act, and he got me crying. I'm already getting all steamed up, but I got to tell you something. Okay, you are going to be a little disappointed with the movie on one aspect, okay? Don't worry, I'm not going to spoil the movie for you guys, but we all know about the story of the Captain Phillips and the Somali pirates, so I'm not, you know, that was news a few years back, so, you know, nobody should really be spoiling the movie for you, but the Navy SEALs team got involved. Now, in the movie, the Navy SEALs team, ladies, they were shirtless. Oh, my gosh, I didn't realize how sexy these Navy SEALs are. Anyway, Okay, so what happened, and you guys have to be prepared, and you are going to be thanking me that I'm preparing you for this. You're going to be thanking me, okay? There's a scene where the Navy SEALs are shirtless and starting to get all suited up, right? And then the next scene, Tom Hanks is shirtless. I'm like, ah! Why was Tom Hanks shirtless? Tom Hanks was dressed the whole time. I mean, you know how movie directors, they always have to have some eye candy, right? So they'll have a lady, and it's one of the female stars, and they'll always have to do some sort of a semi-nude scene. That's why I'm not in the movies. I have been offered to play roles opposite Brad Pitt, George Clooney, but I had to turn down because they wanted me in a sex scene with them. And, you know, until there's a scene with Viggo Mortensen, I've had to deny and decline. That's why I'm not a Hollywood star in the movies, okay? There's a reason for that. I know you guys are all shocked with my talent, okay? But, you know, I get that, okay? The movies will always have that little bit of nudity, usually, okay? There's very few actresses who were able to get by without the nudity. Now, most of them have to show boobies, okay? Well, men, too. There always has to be just a little bit of male flesh. Well, the Navy SEAL satisfied that. You had half naked Navy SEALs. Why? What was the purpose of Tom Hanks then being shirtless? It completely ruined the whole high you had on the whole Navy SEAL shirtless scene. Now, okay, in retrospect, and I was really dissecting this and evaluating this on the rest of the drive home, and my husband was sick of me, but I figured out why later Tom Hanks had to have his shirt off. But just be prepared, because what's going to happen is your eyes are going to be very, very glued to the screen, and then the director does that to you with the Tom Hanks nudity, and that was a tough one. But needless to say, Tom Hanks did an amazing job. Captain Phillips, I've never felt this way about a movie being that good since I saw Argo. So this was a very well-done movie. However, still not the best movie in the last 5 years. One of the best movies done in the last 5 years was Ted. All right, let's go on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-TED was awesome, wasn't it? That was brilliant. Conrad Murray. All right, early this morning at 12:01, I guess, had left jail. Now, he had served a 2-year prison term for his role in the death jail term of Michael Jackson. He left the Los Angeles County Jail a few minutes after midnight, which would have been early this morning. He was whisked away in a sheriff's car, trying to avoid the reporters. The reporters, of course, talked to the attorney, and, you know, his attorney had said, look, he wasn't let out early. He served his whole time. Apparently, you get sentenced to 4 years, but if you're an exemplary inmate, and I'm not sure about California jail laws, he served his full 2-year sentence. Okay, involuntary manslaughter was the charge levied against him for the negligence in monitoring Jackson while he was administering propofol nightly. That's being reported by Vanity Fair. Many of you have asked me, why are people getting propofol in their house and where you could get some? No, you can't. I understand a lot of you guys have insomnia. Propofol is not giving you really good deep REM sleep, like a lot of things out there don't, but it doesn't. Okay. But I was extremely concerned because when we saw pictures of Michael Jackson's house and his bedroom, that were taken, there was a padding in the pelvic area that we use for, bedridden patients that could urinate on the bed. And I was concerned, was he having incontinence issues? Was he urinating while on the propofol? I mean, it's a shame. I mean, Michael Jackson should have been so much healthier. Michael Jackson should have been a much healthier man. He was active. He could dance. He could sing. And, unfortunately, the things that were done and the choices that were made led to a very untimely death. He was only 50 years old at the time. Well, Conrad Murray, the doctor who had administered, and you almost wonder if Conrad Murray was also in that thriller villa that I was in. You almost wonder if that's where they met. Kind of spooky stuff. Now he wants to get his medical licenses reinstated in California, Texas, and Nevada. He's a cardiologist. And he got the gig. I think he was making $100,000 to $200,000 a month. That was the pay. See, I couldn't do that. I would like the money. But already being a doctor in Las Vegas, we do get stars. We do see celebrities. And they want me to, shall we say, kind of be their doc in a box. And I don't want to do that. My medical license, I really treasure. Yes, it would be nice to be on the good side of some Hollywood folk, but I don't want to further a career in show business by manipulating their health, let alone damaging my license and then putting my other patients at risk. If I don't practice medicine, it puts my other patients at risk because I think I'm one of the best damn doctors out there. Amen to that. And I'm not saying that to be full of myself. I can't believe how many mistakes I see and neglect I see from other medical providers out there. And I feel like a lot that I've done for my patients have saved their lives. And so I need to be there for my patients. As much as I want a career in show business, and I'm going to still pursue that, no, I do not want to be a doc in a box for any of these Hollywood people. I'm sorry. I understand Viggo Mortensen may need my, come on, you have to admit, he is sexy. I really dig the whole Viggo thing. Yeah, but I don't think I could be his doctor. I don't want to. I mean, somebody I'm attracted to like that, like my husband. I can't be my husband's doctor. You aren't even supposed to. You are not supposed to be your husband's doctor. Okay? Now, one of you could say, well, you're not supposed to be attracted to Viggo Mortensen if you're married. Oh, no, you're allowed. You are allowed to find certain people attractive. You can. I mean, you're human. Okay? You lying about it and acting like certain people. You're like, I know a lot of you go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I'm listening to her radio voice. I don't know what she looks like, but she sounds sexy. That's totally okay, because that's not going to wreck your marriage. It's not. Especially since I give good marriage advice. All right, so anyway, will Conrad Murray get his license back in California, Texas, and Nevada? That's interesting. I don't know. Because I got to tell you, in some states, if you were convicted of a crime, you can't get your license. But in other states, you can. Now, what else would he do if he can't practice medicine? Okay, I mean, it's very, very hard to, sell stuff on eBay and make a good living out of it. Okay, I mean, he's a medical doctor. He's a cardiologist. I don't know much about his work. All we know him for really is the whole Michael Jackson thing. I don't think he ever took care of any of my patients in Nevada. I think he practiced more in Texas. I think he was in Texas a lot more than he was in Nevada. But they say that he may have a singing career. He may have a reality TV show and possible book deal. All right. And that's what you do. Okay. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Would he getting his medical license be lucrative for him? Oh, absolutely. There are people there that think he did not cause Michael Jackson's death. He thinks Michael Jackson manipulated him, wanted him to give him the propofol, told him to do it. So he did it. And it would have nothing to do with the way he practices medicine. Me, personally, I think he used poor judgment. So, I probably wouldn't have him evaluate my heart anytime soon. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't go away. You see what I'm doing? What is wrong with me this morning? I am so ready for daylight savings time. That's what it is. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And you know what it is, too? I think what it is I've been singing the same Michael Jackson thing, which I think drives everybody crazy. I think I like I'm trying to think. There should be a better way for me to give my little Michael Jackson snippet song. What about this one? She looks so great every time I see her face. She puts me in a state. I like that one with Mick Jagger. A state of shock. Ooh, she puts me. Ooh. There. Okay, there. Is that better? Can I do that one? Okay. Don's ready to call the boss and get rid of me. But listen, we got people to help. So, all right, Don, I'll hold off on the Michael Jackson singing. Brianne writes, Doctor, how do I get the state medical board to disbar a doctor? I hope it's not me. My doctor performed a breast exam on me 6 months ago when I came in for shoulder pain. He said he had to check my breasts and the exam wouldn't be complete if I did not allow him to. I found it to be very uncomfortable. Oh, I bet. Oh, boy. Okay. Oh. This is a tough one. Okay, this is a tough one. So you came in with shoulder pain and he examined your breasts. I've found breast cancer in patients coming in with chest pain, shoulder pain, and we will examine the underarm area. And so offering a breast exam with somebody coming in for shoulder pain is not that far off. Okay? Pink eye, they're pushing it. But show, and I'm not saying this to defend him. Okay, you know me, I play devil's advocate. I mean, we'll look at both sides on this one. But I would be lying if I said I didn't offer the same thing to a patient, even men. You know, I always palpate the breast tissue and I go under the arms. It's extremely important. Now, a nurse should have been in the room. Okay, that always helps, having a nurse in the room. Okay, usually it's very hard for a doctor to get his kicks, right, if there's somebody present. So when a doctor kicks the nurse out of the room, that could be more of a red flag. So I would probably ask you, was there somebody else in the room? And then if you are allowed to say no. We've talked about this on the show. If there's anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, your doctor can't, sit there and undress you against your will or probe you against your will. Now, many of us have. Many of us, including myself, have undergone exams when we would be yelling, no, don't do this. And it happened. And one doctor very similarly, in another instance, examined my breasts when I was there for kidney stones. It was very awkward. And he had kicked the nurse out of the room. So it happens, and we've talked about this on the show, and I've asked you to call in if you ever felt that an exam might have been inappropriate and what happened, and I'll tell you if that could possibly be a part of the exam or if something is really odd with that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I told you all about that story, right? I had a kidney stone. For some reason, the doctor sent me to a nephrologist and not a urologist. The nephrologist had me completely undressed, started probing breasts, vaginal area, etc. And didn't make a lot of sense to me, but I hadn't gone to the doctor. Well, I came home, told my boyfriend, and I'm like, that was odd. He's like, yeah, that was odd. Do you want me to go with you next time? Like, well, I don't have to see him again. And then it wasn't until I was in medical school that I realized that that was probably a completely inappropriate exam. Told you guys, right? Doctor was up there in medical school talking about kidney stones. Going, all right, what else do you guys want to order? Guys, you know, we were shouting out answers. We need to order UA, maybe order an IVP. Spiral CT was just coming out at the time. And she's like, all right, that's it. Good job. I'm like, good job. Wait a second. You completely forgot to palpate the breasts, palpate the inguinal nodes, do a vaginal exam. What are you talking about? Well, that happened to me when I had a kidney stone. And classmates were looking at me like, you are the biggest idiot walking. So that's how I found out that probably my exam was inappropriate, and that was kind of embarrassing. Extremely embarrassing. I really need to keep my hand down. I've got to quit raising my hand. I don't know why. I've never learned to do that. So here we have Brianne. She came in for shoulder pain, and she had a breast exam. If you ever have any question, okay, about what happened, all right, and you aren't overtly suspecting, we're talking about where you're like, well, look, I don't really know whether to call it or not, okay, you could go in with a family member and sit down and talk to the doctor and have him explain what the exam meant. Hopefully you do this before the exam happens, okay, and if you don't want the breast examined, you are able to say no. Don't ever feel intimidated by a doctor. You could say no, and the doctor should back off. Okay? But, now, mind you, in the ER, right, when I have to give an injection and they're screaming, I don't want the injection like a kid, right, because you want to numb them up. A lot of times we do it really fast, you know, and then the kid's like, well, oh, what did you do to me? And I'm like, well, it's done. And you're like, ah, okay. You know, so a lot of us doctors, we're trained to work as you're saying no. But when it comes to something of a genital or nature, no. So, if it was like, if you want a little bit more discussion on the exam, go in with a family member when you're reviewing your results and go, look, doctor, can you please just clarify what was the breast exam for? Well, because some shoulder pain we found could be related to, who knows, breast cancer meds or blah, 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 or, you know, you are overdue for a full exam. You're 45 years old. We're concerned about breast cancer. That's why I offered it. I didn't know it made you feel uncomfortable. I am sorry. Let them explain themselves, okay? But if you think something was overtly done, if you think you were harmed in any way, that's what the medical board is for. Right? You write a letter to the medical board and they investigate it. And they do. And they investigate. I know my medical board will investigate every single complaint. And that's what they do. That's what they're there for. So it's just one of these things. Like, for example, somebody had called to my show years ago saying that the doctor, I guess, was trying to examine something and went into the arm of her gown. All right? Which was odd. Right, but was he doing that because he didn't want to open up the gown? So we decided to go under the arm to make her feel dressed. You know, this is tough, and I mean, I really feel bad for patients who have ever been assaulted by doctors, but I feel bad for doctors too. That, I mean, here they are, they're trying to figure out what's going on with you. We got to palpate lymph nodes. We need to palpate for masses. We need to try to find 5 millimeter, you know, tumors, right? And you're supposed to kind of dig in there. Yet, we're also worried about getting in trouble for sexual assault. I mean, what's the doctor supposed to do? And I can't tell you how many doctors say, you know what, I don't even do pelvic exams anymore. I don't do breast exams. Just go to a gynecologist. Yeah, but doctor, I got a problem. I'm not touching it. I mean, we have, you know, it's gone the wrong way. Okay? I mean, an orifice is supposed to be an orifice. It's not supposed to matter. But you got idiots out there that completely mess up the system for the rest of us doctors, and patients don't trust us. But I mean, as a doctor, you can't just fiddle around. I mean, when you're trying to feel the ovaries in a pelvic exam, I don't know if any of you have ever performed a pelvic exam medically, but the ovaries are kind of hard to palpate unless you are really kind of digging in there. Okay, you have a hand on the abdomen, you have a hand on the inside, because you are trying to feel, you're trying to feel what's going on in the adnexa. Okay, we're trying to figure out what the hell is going on inside your body without ordering an Obamacare disallowed CAT scan. You gotta get in there and dig and probe. When you have surgery and you get shot, we are digging. When you need a catheter put in, it's going in. When you get a colonoscopy, we are feet inside you. Feet. Although we don't use our feet. So, I mean, the human body has to be looked at. It just, where's that fine line between, the doctor doing right or the doctor actually being unethical, being perverted? It's tough. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this caught my eye. Did you guys hear about this tax that Oregon wants to launch where they tax drivers per mile driven? Did you guys hear about this? All right. And other states may follow suit. Apparently, a bill was signed that is supposed to launch in 2015, at first only on a volunteer basis, where they could tax you per mile driven as opposed to the existing per gallon gas tax. From what we understand, Americans are driving less, and because vehicles are becoming more fuel efficient, the Federal Highway Trust Fund gives money to states for highway construction, repairs, etc., has needed a bailout four times since 2009 because there has been no federal gas tax increase in the past 20 years. This is being reported by Fox News. This is kind of interesting stuff. I mean, I know we pay a lot at the gallon, at the pump. right? Well, this is part of it. Okay, and now they want to tax maybe in a different way. Maybe they'll get more money. You see, we're thinking that we're paying too much in taxes. Yet governments are going, no, 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 we need to get better revenue. All right? Now, of course, economists and many people are concerned that this pilot project in Oregon could possibly cause privacy issues, because these meters could track and record every move, whether they use a GPS, etc. But apparently Rick Geddes, a Cornell University professor, says a basic device is okay because it is simply attached to a vehicle's computer, which cannot track locations. Now, what about somebody who takes your car for a joyride, then jumps back in it? Well, yeah, you got to pay for gas anyway. See, I don't know if that would be cheaper. I don't know, but a per mile for every mile you drive. Now, what stinks about that is, because I'm always worried about the after effects of any of these economic moves. I've been scared to death with Obamacare. We were all right with that one. And so anytime government decides to jump in and make some tax decision, you need to kind of think laterally. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, yeehaw, love the city, phenomenal city, all right, and I am very, very grateful for all the visitors that come to Las Vegas, Nevada, and many visitors drive with a capital D, from California, San Diego, L.A., Bakersfield, Barstow, we got a lot of Scottsdale and Phoenix people coming in, right, got a lot of people from Utah, and they like to drive. Yes, I understand that gas is costly, and if somebody is not going to take a trip, okay, all right, it's maybe because they're worried about finances, etc. But once you start taxing per mile, people may be a little bit more afraid to put those miles on the car. Now, the airlines will say, well, then that's great, they'll fly. Well, not entirely. Flying is too expensive, which means people may say, I will pass on the weekend trip to Las Vegas. Now, that affects me. It affects my patients. My patients are the backbone of the Las Vegas trip. So I need my patients working, and there being a demand of visitors coming. So as far as I'm concerned, this stinks. This really stinks. So I would vote no. Okay? All right. Gas stinks. Gas has always been high. We're used to that. Okay, let us figure out how to carpool and get around that. Let us work towards fuel-efficient cars. I think that's wonderful. Decreased emissions. I really dig that kind of stuff. I like keeping our air clean. I like the way they're going with this. But if the government isn't making enough money, so they decide to flip the tax to something different where miles ridden, we got an issue. And no, I don't like that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And, yeah, I don't think I like the idea of them knowing everything that's going on with my car. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Okay, we're going to be talking about long naps being linked to diabetes. Now, I love naps. I could take a nap right now. I love my naps. I've always been a nap lover. Well, they say now a nap or a siesta, which many of us like to do because we get tired, apparently could put us at risk for diabetes. This isn't the first time we talked about this. There was a study last year that linked naps with diabetes. See, I'm yawning just because I'm ready for my nap. In this study, researchers looked at 27,000 retired Chinese men and women who took a wuzhou, which is, I guess, a nap. If I'm mispronouncing it, I apologize. And categorized them into four groups based on their nap duration, ranging from 0 minutes to more than 60 minutes. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm yawning. See, just the sound of nap makes you want to go sleep. More than two-thirds of the participants, about 18,500 people, regularly took afternoon naps. No, none of them were union workers. After adjusting for compounding factors such as smoking, how long participants slept a night, of physical activity, they found that those who napped more than an hour had a higher risk of pre-diabetes and diabetes compared to non-nappers. Oh, my God. Oh, I got a problem, don't I? While longer nap durations were... You see, I honestly, I could go to sleep right now And it's not sleep apnea, it's not narcolepsy, it's just I really love my naps. And just talking about a nap is making me tired. Don's been already asleep because my show puts him to sleep. All right, so they say longer nap durations were associated with an increased risk for high blood sugar and diabetes. People who took short naps, less than 30 minutes, had lower blood sugar levels than non-nappers. So they say cat naps are better than the non-cat naps. I got to stop yawning. This is ridiculous. All right, so they say saying that taking a power nap, no. Okay, now see, I disagree. I was always taught that if you're going to sleep, you need to get sleep more than an hour for that REM cycle. And if you're going to do really, really, really good sleep, it's going to be a real good sleep, you got to get into a deep sleep. Even though many of us have lived on power naps, the power naps screw us up. That's what I was always taught. Now they're saying no. Now, mind you, Americans are very odd in not taking naps. Okay, usually naps are taken in most countries. Okay, I was in Israel. People would be closed from 12 to 2. Why? They'd eat and take a nap. Nap was a part of daily life. Naps are important. I think it's extremely important. Okay, don't know much about diabetes in Israelis because usually Israelis eat a lot of the Mediterranean diet, which is very, very healthy. If you've ever had baba ghanoush, oh my gosh, that's good. Hummus makes you fart, so I can't really eat that, but I do like my baba ghanoush. Baba ghanoush has your eggplant. And then they have Israeli salad. I don't like falafel. Okay, don't be giving me meatballs that don't have meat in it. If I'm going to have something that looks like a meatball, then I want a meat. Like shishlik, kebab, put some meat in there. Don't be giving me falafel. Okay, because if it's not meat and it makes me fart, no, I don't want that. So, naps are very common. Mexico, China. So, my suggestion is, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Okay, my suggestion is to get off the story because I'm going to want to take a nap. No, my suggestion is make sure you're still getting your exercise. Make sure you're still getting a good diet. There is a chance that maybe the reason why you're napping is because you're having such a high glucose load. You're taking in such a high sugar load that it's making you tired. The insulin is kicking in. Your body is tired, so you can absorb the sugar. All right, try for the hell of it doing more of a vegetarian diet. Just try it. I'm not telling you guys to become vegetarians. I know. I couldn't do it myself. Okay, I love meat. But still, maybe for breakfast, have spinach. Try it. Okay? And maybe that'll kind of keep you awake. Okay, when we come back, very scary being told by the CDC that we are possibly in a post-antibiotic era. Meaning antibiotics are doing jack diddly squat. We're going to talk about the history of antibiotics and what that means if we're in a post-antibiotic era. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.